Perhaps she should have titled her book Tesla, Man Ripped Off and Maligned. Turning now to our reading of Pierre-Joseph Proudhon's What is Property, although I've been commenting on it so much, at least at this point. We'll get back to straight reading with fewer interjections shortly, as soon as we finish our little interlude using our understanding, our what we've been learning from Pierre-Joseph to refine, or rather redefine, our understanding of what the economy really is. Last week, we asked Proudhon to explain the bully mindset of the power guys, in particular, how they could find glory in being murderers and torturers and thieves, and of course, monumental deceivers of their brothers and sisters. And in referring us to some of the early texts of class, he successfully did this. Today we ask for his help with something else that has puzzled us about the global state statesman, although this is perhaps a question more appropriate for Alice Miller. How is it that they can see what is obviously a death-bound trajectory as quote-unquote effective management? Let's see if Proudhon, joined for this discussion by Albert O. Hirschman, can help us with this. Not to bore, as we've said it before, but the true point of economic development from the power guy's perspective, following their masters, Plato's guidance, is keep the cattle herded. This purpose in life, and they might call it establishing perfection, the orderly, unchanging, fixed world of the Republic, has been their sole obsession since they got themselves organized as a global tribe of statesmen or self-identified managers of us. We, of course, they insist, must not be allowed to think about this. These matters that occupy them are for the grown-ups, while we are kept forced to remain in a condition of dependency, children forever. The management mindset pervades, is the ideology, the economy, and of course, obviously, that of the state pervades, the management mindset pervades the ideology and concept of the state. So the question is, as we said last week, as I wrote those words, it was last week, the December 25th show, 2016. Do we want to remain children so the power guys can play kings? We aren't used to thinking of the economy as an ideology of management of us, but they, the hidden global state statesmen, are. Which is why they are so keen to reduce us all. This is a little side thought here. Which is why they are so keen to reduce us all to absolutely transparent and irreducible and quantifiable units, seen via and only via, only alive via, rather, the transactions we make in the Internet of Things, quote unquote. This is why the global banking system likes Bitcoin's technology. We discussed this in our October 30, 2016 show. The fact that we, human beings, are the things they want to ensure are devices that operate only on their command. During that show, we quoted the New York Times. In the last 2 years, the number of Internet of Things devices in the world has surged nearly 70% to 6.4 billion. And I commented that this is a big discussion, closely aligned with the power guy's vision of making currency flows more transparent. And this is their language, quote, more transparent, fast, efficient, and secure, unquote. For them, whenever they talk about security, they mean their own. The global statesmen want to be able to track every quote from that article, track every pound or renminbi on every step of its travels through the financial system in real time. The hidden global state statesmen are very much used to thinking of the economy as a tool for our management. But what is at first curious to us about their gleeful assumption of the management mantle is that they cannot see its obvious death of life destination. That an attempt to halt change, which is the dream of Plato that they have decided to realize for him, this notion of halting change to force the world into stasis means the end of life. This death obsession, which ultimately is a determination to kill all life, hides, though in plain sight to an active, alive thought process, hides behind the management mindset. The global statesmen create scarcity to kill all life, which I think we must hear as freedom, that the two are equivalent functionally. Prince is a man of abundance and did not at first understand this mindset, and neither did Proudhon. He believes that these folk can be reasoned with. Alice Miller, however, explains in For Your Own Good that they cannot, that theirs is an irrational set of beliefs fixed in them when they were infants as a result of the torture, force inflicted on them.